Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ang pagbisita ng punong ministro ng Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, sa Australia simula ngayong araw, 22 ng Pebrero, simula ng isang mahalagang kaganapan sa ugnayang Australia at Israel. Ito ang kauna-unahang pagkakataon na bibisita ang nanunungkulang punong ministro ng Israel sa Australia. Ito'y naganap sa mahalagang panahon kung saan pinagsisikapan ng leader ng Israel na maipagtibay ang suporta mula pandaigdigang komunidad. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Omar Dasba na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Nitong huling 2 linggo, binisita ni Benjamin Netanyahu ang London at Washington upang makipag-usap sa punong ministro ng Britanya, Theresa May, at Pangulo ng Estados Unidos, Donald Trump, isang dati nang kaibigan. Ang panahon ng pag-uusap ng leader ng Israel sa punong ministro ng Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, ay maaaring may hawig sa mga tatalakayin sa mga naunang pakipag-usap sa London at Amerika. Kasama na dito ang kahulugan sa kaugnayan ng kahalagkaguluhan, kaugnay ng Palestinian sa mga West Bank settlements at Iran at ang pandaigdigang pakipaglaban sa terorismo. Nakatakda ring lagdaan ang 2 bilateral agreements, kaugnay ng innovation at komersyal na pagkalakal. At ito ang kauna-unahang pagkakataon na bumisita sa bansa ang isang nanunungkulang punong ministro. Ang huling pagkakataong dumalaw ang isang ministro pagnayang palabas sa Australia ay noong taong 1976. Taan kay Anthony Bergin mula Australian Strategic and Policy Institute, isang magandang pagkakataon ang pagbisita.
It's a good time for an Israeli Prime Minister to visit. And I think while we've got a lot of rhetoric about common values, there isn't at the moment a lot of substance. The relationship is in many ways underachieving. It could be developed. The why, I think, comes back to common values around democracy, around shared support for human rights, recognition of the plight of Jewish people after the war. Obviously, the relationship between the two countries has always been warmer. Australia's always been seen by the Israelis as a friendly country.
Ang Australia ay nagkaroon ng diplomatikong pagpag-ugnayan sa Israel simula pa nung nabuo ito ng taong 1948. Sinabi ng International Relations Senior Lecturer sa University of New South Wales, Dr. Anthony Billingsley, ang maka-Israel na paninindigan ng Australia ay mayroong makulay na kasaysayan.
To an extent, Israel has become a cause of the conservative side of politics. When I was growing up, it was a cause of the left. But it's swung round now to be a cause of the right in Australia. I mean, you've got in the Labor Party paralysis, basically, where the Labor Party cannot really discuss Israel and the Palestinians in any meaningful way because they just wind up fighting each other. It also fits into the US relationships. So it fits into that being nice to the Americans and helping them out in difficult political situations.
Habang may ilang dekada nang magkaalyado ang Australia at Israel, maliit lamang ang nagaganap na kalakalan sa pagitan ng dalawa. Sinabi ng kaguran ugnayang panlabas at pangkalakal ng Australia ay nasa 23 sa antas ng mga pangunahing tinatawag na export destination ng Israel at 37 sa antas ng mga pumapasok na kalakal o import. Ang kabuang halaga ng pagpagkalakalan ng Australia sa Israel ay nasa higit na $1 bilyong lamang. Ayon kay Anthony Bergin, di naging malaking focus ng mga polisa ng Israel ang Australia.
That's where I think the relationship has been underdone because we haven't really focused on how we can both benefit one another in terms of interests. There's a lot of rhetoric in the relationship about common values, but when you strip it all down, there's actually not a lot going on between the two countries. The innovation agenda has put a bit of flesh on the bone, but the trade side's pretty anemic. The area that I found most underdone and most surprising to me was the defence and security relations between the two countries are very undeveloped.
Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Amin Saikal mula Center for Arab Studies, Australian National University, di masusukat ang kahalagahan ng pag-uusap at pananalita. Kanyang kinatwiran, di tulad ng mga naunang administrasyon sa Estados Unidos, bibihirang kinondena ng Australia ang mga naging pagkilos ng Israel.
I think that Turnbull leadership, to me, it appears, is really playing to the right-wing elements within the coalition. And I think there are people now Kony Banadi has gone, but there are other elements within the coalition who are very much supportive of the state of Israel. And also one must not really forget that the pro-Israeli lobby in this country has been very strong over the years. And they do have a considerable amount of influence on Australian policy towards the Middle East and more specifically towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Ngunit di sangayon si Anthony Bergen.
Of course, there are groups that promote Israel, but there are plenty of groups that also, promote the Palestinian cause. What I'd prefer to say quite bluntly, if it became clear that Israel was moving towards a one-state solution or completely drop attempt to try and get a peace settlement, then that is going to absolutely sap the support in Australia.
Sinabi ni Dr. Saikal, umaasa siya na gagamitin ng pamahalang Turnbull ang pagbisita ni punong ministro Netanyahu sa pagkondena sa pagpapalawak nito ng mapabahay o settlement sa West Bank.
Both Prime Minister Turnbull and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop are fully aware of the fact that the settlements are the major obstacle to a peaceful resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I think the time has come that they have to move beyond that position in order to recognize the fact that the settlements are a major impediment. Of course, the Israeli Prime Minister would say, no, it's not a major issue. It is a critical issue.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.